Yes, sir. I'm just getting
all right.
So you can get it. You know, so you can get it. All
right. I share the screen, right?
Yes, sir. It's all yours.
Okay.
All kinds of religions.
sense there are only two paths or ways. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spoke of these two ways, each with its own beginning, each with its own end. One way is heavily populated, the other is traveled by a few. Where are you in your spiritual journey in life? Are you on the right way? Are you heading in the right direction? Let's look closely at what Jesus says. There are two gates, wide gate, the narrow gate. In Matthew 13, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. This gate represents the beginning to the way that leads to destruction. It is described as wide because this is the gate which allows many to enter with no sacrifice on their part. It does not require giving up anything. One can bring along whatever baggage they want: materialism, prejudice, hatred, an unforgiving spirit, and one can believe whatever one wants to believe. The gate is chosen by most people, for there are no restrictions concerning belief and behavior. It also opens the way to the path of least resistance. True opportunity is not on the path. I've missed many opportunities for growth, advancement, and knowledge by staying on the pathway of least resistance. Also, you have the narrow gate, Matthew 7, verse 13. This gate represents the beginning, our starting point, to the way that leads to life. Why is it narrow? Because it is a gate which requires self-denial and obedience. In Matthew 16:24, it says, then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Please turn to Matthew 6. The narrow gate has no room for, in verses 19 and 20, a consuming desire for earthly goods. Do not store up yourselves treasure on earth. In Matthew, verse 14 and 15, an unforgiving spirit. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Self-righteousness, in verse 1. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. In terms of the Mount, these two gates are only the starting point. Let us now take a closer look at the fact that there are two ways, the broad way and the constricted way. The broad way, Matthew 7, verse 13, the way that leads to destruction is broad because it allows any behavior one desires. No need for changes in one's lifestyle. Many people love this path. They think they are free. They believe they're open-minded. They view themselves as tolerant of others in the same way. Now we have the constricted way. And the New King James Version says, difficult is the way. Matthew 7, verse 14. The way that leads to life is difficult because it requires a righteousness, not so much knowledge, that exceeds that of many religious people. As it says in Matthew 5, 20, for I tell you that unless your righteousness surpass that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Because it is difficult, many choose not to travel this path. They think it's too too confining. They think it's too narrow-minded. As Jesus described the two gates and the two ways, he also reminds us that there are two groups, the few and the many. And the many, many enter through it, Matthew 7, verse 13. We have seen reasons why this is so. The entrance is wide. No change is necessary. The way is broad. Make your own rules. Believe what you want. Do what you want. Without actively seeing the narrow path, the human condition instinctively chooses the wide path. That's the path they will travel. Now we have the few. There are a few who find it, Matthew 7, 14. And Jesus warned on another occasion. Go ahead and turn to Luke chapter 13. We're going to read verses 23 to 24. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to." Make every effort suggests effort must be extended. Some versions of the Bible say strive to enter through the narrow gate. Even then, not all will be saved, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Not just effort, but the right kind of effort. Have you ever met someone that could do something for the first time perfectly? My father was one of them. He was an engineer. He would read a set of instructions, and he would do whatever he set his mind to perfectly. Where I had put effort in, and I could not replicate what he did. There are two destinations, destruction and life. Destruction, broad is the way that leads to destruction, Matthew 7, 13. Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians 1, the everlasting destruction that is to come. Please turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. We're going to read verses 8 to 9. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. Everlasting destruction upon those who do not know God, upon those who obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ. John describes it as a lake of fire in Revelation 20. And Jesus says in Matthew 7, 13, and many enter through it. And we have life. Difficult is the way which leads to life in Matthew 7, 14. I said that's the King James Version. This life is the everlasting life received at judgment. In Matthew 25, 46, it says, then they go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Please turn to Romans 6. At the end, even with all our efforts, eternal life is a gift from God, Romans 6, 22, 23. To those who have been set free from sin, Romans 6, 6, 7. To those who became slaves to God and of his righteousness, Romans 6, 18. To those who bore the fruit of holiness, Romans 6, 20, 22. A sobering thought are these words about the way that leads to this life. There are few who find it, Matthew 7, 14. So in conclusion, So we have seen that Jesus describes two gates, two ways, two groups, two destinations. Are there many roads that lead to heaven? Many people like to think so, that all religions lead to heaven. That it really does not matter what you believe or do as long as you are sincere. But according to Jesus, there are only two roads or ways. One leads to life, heaven. The other road, filled with many people with many different beliefs, that lead to destruction. Are you on the right way, the only way that leads to life? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's John 14. The way that God provides is a narrow one, for he requires that people keep his commands. In Matthew 28, we all know it well. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Will you be among the few or the many? Let Jesus direct you along the narrow way leads to eternal life.